The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:41 on this Friday morning. Cold and flu season is here, and you know, already a lot of people have been sick with a number of different things, whether it's the flu, whether it's some other kind of infection, whether it's COVID-19. How do you know what you've got? Joining us right now, Senior Vice President, Chief Medical Officer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. James Grant. Dr. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I appreciate you joining us. You know, anytime somebody even gets the sniffles now, there's a little bit of panic. It's, oh my gosh, do I have COVID? Do I have allergies? How do you know what you've got?
Well, sometimes you actually don't. You can figure it out. And I think everyone says that, you know, even something simple, like when some people wake up in the morning with just a simple, you know, morning running nose, it's, oh my, you know, I've got COVID, I've got this, I've got that. Some of the symptoms, Paul, they're the same. Cough, fever, headaches, runny nose. I mean, obviously, the deeper ones, shortness of breath or sore throat. Yeah, you can have the flu. You can have COVID. In some degree, in the beginning, you almost have to treat them the same. Mm-hmm. I think one of the big differences with COVID is that loss of taste or smell. But with some of the variants, people sometimes don't get that either.
Right.
So it's actually tough to tell, but you treat them the same.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's always been the case even before COVID, was if you have the flu, don't go to work, don't spread your germs around, you know, try and stay isolated from other people, right?
Right. So, Paul, one of the interesting things is, let's say COVID didn't happen, and we all just started wearing masks around flu season. We actually saw that during COVID, the incidence of the straight old flu that we've gotten for generations just plummeted, which just shows how the flu is actually given by, you know, respiratory particles in the air.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the symptoms that are more exclusive to the flu, that if you have, you're more likely to have the flu than COVID?
Well, with the flu, you're more likely to have, you know, diarrhea, chills. You can get muscle and body aches with both. COVID and the flu are a little bit different. They're different and tougher to sort of separate. The flu is very clear. You're not going to get diarrhea or things like that from a cold. Mm-hmm. But one of the ways you can differentiate between the flu and COVID, really, Paul, and we all know this one, and that's a test.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so important to keep those tests in your medicine cabinet, and because we're going to need them, I think, probably for the foreseeable future, aren't we?
Yeah, I would love to tell you what we're going to see in a year or 2 years, but every time, you know, things change by the week. We're seeing a decrease in the numbers, but, you know, we know COVID's not going away. We know COVID, you know, the variants will change, and thankfully what we don't see anymore, Paul, is we don't see our hospitals overloaded with COVID. We don't see our intensive care units overloaded with COVID. So that's actually something, we know we're heading to the right place.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there have been winters, though, when our hospitals have been filled up with people with influenza, haven't there?
Oh, for sure. You know, Paul, I knew it, you know, when I was, you know, working more in the hospital, you'd walk into an emergency department in the summer, and it would be a fraction of the number of people that you'd see in the winter.
Yeah.
The flu has also, remember, before COVID, the flu actually had people in the hospital, had people on ventilators, and unfortunately, people had died from the flu before, too.
Yeah, it can be very serious. That's why flu shots are so important, aren't they?
Oh, flu shots are incredibly important. I'm getting mine. If I can leave everyone with one message, be sure to get your flu shot. During COVID, we seem to have forgotten that, but it's so important, and it's actually so easy to get now.
It is, as are the COVID boosters coming online now as well. And I know that's one question a lot of people have is, boy, can I get them both at the same time, or should I wait a week in between? Is it safe to get both shots at the same time? What's your recommendation?
It's safe to get them both at the same time. I'm going to say it's your choice. My only requirement is you get them both at the same time. If you want to split them up, you know, a week at a time, go for it. If you want to get them both at the same time, go for it. Just be sure you get them.
You mentioned that you know it's difficult to predict what's going to happen next with COVID, but the trend seems to be that each new variant, each new strain of it, is a little bit more contagious, a little less serious. Is that your sense that you know? Hopefully, if that trend continues, that we're going to see it spread more, but with less severity.
Yeah, and that's what we see. You know, there's not a week that goes by that, you know, happened last night. A friend of mine texted me they've got COVID. You know, he's going to be home for a couple of days. Yeah, people are getting it. More people are getting it every day. More and more of the population. But they're not ending up in the emergency departments. They're not ending up in the hospital. They're going through the course, and we're getting through it. And that just shows what the vaccine has done, how the vaccine has changed the whole story.
Yeah, and I guess that'd be one other thing to tell people is that if they aren't vaccinated at all, it's not too late, is it? Like if they decided to sit on the sidelines for a year or two and wait to see what was going to happen with the vaccine, they could still get it.
You're so right, Paul. They can get the first dose now, and then you know when their time comes, then they can get the booster for the variant.
All right. It's all out there. It's all available. And, yeah, unfortunately, this is not a fun time of year with cold and flu and COVID season. But, you know, it's something we'll have to get through. And the more that we can do to protect against it, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And there's so much information out there. Just look at our website, you know, miBluesPerspective.com. We try to keep that updated almost every day so that everyone can have some place that they can go for their questions.
Good deal. We'll check it out. Doctor, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.